This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio in this third hour. Of course, Chris Street and all the information that we gleaned from him in the last hour has just been exceptional. In terms of what's been going on with New California and, of course, the virus that's spreading around out there. And, you know, should we be concerned about Amazon? Is Amazon helping to spread the coronavirus? Uh-oh. And remember, according to Chris and others, we've heard this before, that the spread of the virus has actually been accredited even to viruses being found on doorknobs. Hello. See, most of your viruses usually, once they get out in the environment, the atmosphere, it kills them off. That's why, you know, sunlight is always, they always say, you know, sunlight's good for destroying bacteria and viruses and so on. Some of your more hardy, more virulent viruses, stronger protein coats and so on that surround the DNA and RNA will last a little bit longer. So this supply chain business, combined with the spread, especially by Amazon sending in products from China right now, the supply chain from them, number one, it's definitely going to be adversely affected by the fact that they have got millions of people now quarantined in China. But, of course, nobody thinks of the supply chain disruption to what that's going to be like to the United States. That's another reason why, and of course, Trump's been telling us this, we're going to bring these jobs home from China. That the time in which China, for years, has been exploiting the United States, and we've been, you know, kowtowing to them because of the money factor and things like that, that's all over now. That era is over. Trump has pretty much done a pretty good job of getting rid of that, and so on. We're going to listen. It just came out that the jobs rate was just supposed to have been, I could have this wrong, 165,000 was expected, or it was 175, one of those. But actually it's turned out to be 225,000. That's just banging it out of the park, literally. Peter Navarro was on Fox News just a little while ago, from what I understand, obviously, you know, touting this big bad boy as a great way to go. And we're going to see if we can get, as usual, when you want these things to happen, they don't happen for you. But looks like Peter Navarro, wherever that happens to be, have to refresh everything. We don't want to do that one. Okay, let's try this one. We're going to try in GOP Senate. No, we got that taken care of. But let's go see if we can get Peter Navarro here on what's been going on with the trade. We had it a second ago, and they changed it on us. I don't want them to do that again. Love it when we cue everything up, and all of a sudden it just goes away from us. Let's see. Anyway, so $225,000. We're just now getting another little look at thing. Two planes carrying American coronavirus evacuees held in California and Canada over persons of interest, sources say. Now, when they say persons of interest, that mean that they're talking about people that have the virus or they think they're suspected of having the virus. You just may have heard that a cruise liner in New Jersey docked this morning, and they were taking people off who had obviously signs, and they thought signs and symptoms of what was going on. I'm going to go to Fox Business because, you know, geez, Fox Business might have this interview that we've been looking for. Yep. Yeah, I can't. It just doesn't have it. So let's go to Fox Business. The heck with them. We'll go to Fox Business and get this. There we go. Fox Business. And let's see. Fox Business Network. You've got to get this interview with Navarro and the jobs report. Guess we're not going to get the business of Navarro. Larry Kudlow says manufacturing jobs stocks all boost. Okay, we'll go to Larry Kudlow here and see what he says in this interview. And, of course, we got to go through the Chevy commercials. I just gave away the Chevy commercial. Nice vehicles, you know. Chevy's been around for a long time, right? And they've been making it happen. Okay, so let's see if he reports this information about the jobs report right now. The stock market's down.
Take your victory lap, because I think that was a terrific jobs report.
Yeah, it's a blowout number. It's a blowout number, 225. And by the way, the household survey, which is heavily weighted towards smaller business, was up 418,000. And Stu, I want to couple this. We've had a whole spate of good news for the month of January. ISM manufacturing got back to 50. ISM services got back to 60, which is really a blowout number. Extremely strong housing numbers. Unemployment claims rock bottom. They may go below 200,000 next few weeks. That's a great leading indicator. And, of course, the stock market was up about 1,000 points. So I just think that the economy is getting off on the right foot here in 2020. And, you know, we got headwinds. We have to worry about the coronavirus. I understand that. We have a Boeing problem. But I think we're in very strong territory right now.
Yep. That's his play on thing. Another one, Smith's Barney. See, the problem is you get me into the Fox Business folks, and they are just stellar. That I think it's the strongest of all the Fox affiliates, so no matter what you're looking at. I really do believe that they are by heads and shoulders above everything else. And Fox does a great job, don't get me wrong. But and they've got the glitches, you know, the Napolitanos and all this other stuff going on. They got to play to that. But anyway, this is Stuart Barney.
The president is on a roll. He's had an excellent 2 weeks, perhaps the best 2 weeks of his presidency so far. He's won on impeachment. He's won on the economy. He's won on trade. And this morning came news that another top terrorist had been killed, Qasem al-Rimi. He claimed responsibility for the Pensacola killings. and he'd mocked President Trump. Bad move on both counts. As we speak, economic growth appears to be accelerating. Manufacturing is expanding. The trade deficit shrinking. New jobs just keep on coming. 225,000 last month. Huge, terrific performance. And watch for a coming housing boom. Mortgage rates are way down. 3.5% on a 30-year fixed. Not bad at all. Check your 401k and your IRA, your union pension plan, your college savings. You are going to love it. In short, in my opinion, the Democrats are imploding and the president's riding high.
Ooh, Smith Barney. Okay.
People would rather visit me than...
Much of that, of course, is true. I mean, I don't see how you can say anything different. Much of that is true. Kind of interesting thing. Now here, yeah, I'm into the business thing. Little short clip. Coronavirus crisis leading to video gaming spike. So they say. I don't think we're going to get time to this because we've got the commercial coming up, so we just might have to junk it. But, you know, people are, I think, spending more time at home doing their thing rather than out and about doing their thing. In the real world, gaming, anyone?
Wow. Where's the trailer?
Well, maybe not. I don't think so. No, we're gonna go to a break right now. We just missed out on this video clip, but I just thought we kind of squeezed this one in, so it's over. Anyway, we're gonna be back with more information about New California and, of course, the convention coming up. We're talking about Chris Ann Hall and. Adam Housley, we're going to be a couple of our speakers as well. And also, just, you know, what are we going to be doing? Convention. Hello, it is a constitutional convention after all. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. One of the things that is impacting, of course, New California is a sanctuary state status afforded by the central government, the central government of Sacramento, which would imply that there's like socialist communist government. Shocking. That's exactly what it implies, because that's exactly what it means. So, anyway, one of the things that, of course, has been at the forefront of why we are doing New California is now becoming a little bit more evident at the national level. At the national level. And again, this is something that has been not really well understood by people across the country because, most of the country is rural. And, of course, this has been part of the problem, is that when you take a look at what's been going on in rural America, when you take a look at what has been going on with, all the things happening with, MS-13 and all these other things, with the infection basically has spread. Has looked very much like a distraction from other things, or actually has been camouflaged by the distraction. And this is I think what has happened in the case of the impeachment, is that you've got a distraction by way of the impeachment over what has gone through the legislative cycle in the Congress. Okay. And Tucker last night nailed it. We're not going to play the whole thing. He's got a long monologue we'll let him talk about this. This is exactly why we're doing New California. And we're ahead of the game in New California nationally, because what he's talking about, we've already experienced here in California. It's the left's plan now going national.
First, a story that has not received nearly enough attention. In cities across the country, prosecutors and lawmakers are working frantically to make life worse for normal people and easier for thugs and armed robbers. We've told you about New York's new bail law, the one that lets criminals back onto the streets immediately after being caught. Not surprisingly, crime has surged. This has shocked nobody except maybe Chris Cuomo's brother, who runs the state and who's responsible for it. Now there's this.
Does this just sound familiar to everybody in New California? That this is what they're doing nationally? I want you to hang on to this. Hang on to that thought, because it's coming to everybody in the nation.
Sad story. In 2018, New York resident Wilma Rodriguez was brutally assaulted by two members of MS-13 after he tried to protect two boys they were threatening. Rodriguez agreed to testify against his attackers in court, as good citizens do. That decision cost him his life. On Sunday, Rodriguez was beaten to death outside his home. Until recently, Rodriguez would have been protected by New York law, which allowed prosecutors to conceal the names of witnesses until shortly before trial for their safety. But a new law, this one passed to help criminal defendants, required prosecutors to turn over Rodriguez's name to the gang members' lawyers. Almost immediately, gang members started harassing Rodriguez. This week, they killed him. That's what New York is like now. Do the right thing, and you could be murdered by predators the government is determined to protect. lunacy? Yes, it is lunacy, but it's not confined to New York. In 2018, Nancy Pelosi attacked the president for daring to call MS-13 members animals. According to Pelosi, Trump was more immoral than the gang members he insulted.
We're all God's children. There's a spark of divinity in every person on earth. And so when the president of the United States says about undocumented immigrants, these aren't people, these are animals, you have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? Every day that you think you've seen it all, along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane.
He's a sinner. MS-13 are God's children. Well, Vox did an entire video about how really MS-13 were just misunderstood high school students, decent, hardworking kids maligned by a racist media.
When you think of the street gang MS-13, what do you see? Maybe something like this, or this. But what if I told you the typical MS-13 gang member in the U.S. actually looks like one of these young men on Facebook?
The MS-13 members that I've been following are working after-school jobs. They're living with their parents. They get around Long Island on bicycles.
There's no indication that we're seeing a bigger surge of MS-13 than we'd seen in the past.
Vox wants you to calm down. It was just a false alarm. Everything's cool. Go back to bed. Those scary MS-13 gang members, just a nightmare. Except they weren't. They're real. MS-13 is an actual organization. It's a massive transnational criminal organization that's left behind a trail of bodies in a number of countries over decades. 3 years ago, we traveled to El Salvador to see where it all started.
We visited a detention center in San Salvador where suspected MS-13 members are being held before trial. More than 50 men packed in a single cell, their backs to us to avoid being identified. Some seemed barely out of childhood, though in many cases they were covered in gang tattoos, a sign of their total commitment. Before long, some of these guys may wind up in L.A. or Long Island. It's happening now.
What was your role in the gang?
I was a soldier, a foot soldier.
What does that mean?
A significant... A trigger man. That means to kill.
How old were you when you first killed?
I was 15 years old. That was my first homicide.
How many people did you kill?
I've killed... Quite a few.
A 15-year-old committing murder. We have those in our country, too. It's a sad fact. It's something we should be both horrified and ashamed of. Crime and violence are the clearest possible signs that a society isn't functioning as it should. If they increase to a certain point, societies don't function at all. And we should be worried about that always. We ought to be doing all that we can to build a place, a country, where people who follow the law are rewarded, those who flout it are punished, and above all, children can live in peace and safety. That used to be obvious. It's not obvious anymore. At this moment, there's a bill pending in the Congress called the New Way Forward Act. It's received almost no publicity, and that's unfortunate, as well as revealing. The legislation is sponsored by 44 House Democrats, including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's roughly 4,400 words long. That means it's almost exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution.
Okay, so this is a bill that they've been floating. 46 members of Congress support it. So does Nancy Pelosi, of course. Nancy Pelosi, yeah. Yep, Nancy Pelosi. She supports this. She supports gangs. She supports all the things that go along with gangs, human trafficking and smuggling, child sex trafficking. These are the world of Nancy Pelosi. She supports this. We've known about this support for years here in California. And now they're trying to infect the rest of the world with it and, of course, infect the United States. See, I say that the distraction of impeachment is a perfect distraction against this, that what Tucker has pointed out now, and rightfully so, this is a bill that's actually progressing through the House of Representatives.
Like the Constitution, it's designed to create a whole new country. The bill would entirely remake our immigration system with the explicit purpose of ensuring that criminals are able to move to the United States and settle here permanently with immunity. Now, you may think we're exaggerating for effect, but we're not exaggerating, not even a little bit. The New Way Forward Act is the single most radical piece of legislation we have ever seen proposed in this country, ever. It makes the Green New Deal look like the status quo. The document produced by Democrats to promote the bill says this, and we're quoting it verbatim. Convictions should not lead to deportation. And
we're going to come back for more of this. Convictions should not lead to deportation. Open borders, anyone? Oh, that's Nancy, too. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Even a little bit. The New Way Forward Act is the single most radical piece of legislation we have ever seen proposed in this country, ever. It makes the Green New Deal look like the status quo. The document produced by Democrats to promote the bill says this, and we're quoting it verbatim. Convictions should not lead to deportation, end quote. Now keep in mind, we're not talking about convictions for double parking or even for DUI. The bill targets felony convictions, serious crimes that could send you to prison for years and should. A press release from Congressman Jesus Garcia of Illinois is explicit about this. Garcia brags that the bill will break the, quote, prison to deportation pipeline, something most of us were for. So how does the bill do that? Well, under current U.S. law, legal U.S. immigrants can be deported if they commit a, quote, aggravated felony or a crime of moral turpitude, that is a vile, depraved act like molesting children. Under the new Way Forward Act, crimes of moral turpitude are eliminated entirely as justification for deportation. And the category of aggravated felony gets eliminated, too. So what does that mean? Consider this. Under current law, immigrants who commit serious crimes, robbery to fraud to child sexual abuse, must be deported regardless of the sentences they receive. Other crimes, less severe ones like racketeering, require deportation if the perpetrator receives at least a one-year sentence. Under this bill, there would no longer be any crime that automatically requires deportation. None. And one crime, falsifying a passport, would be made immune from deportation no matter what, because apparently 9/11 never even happened, and we no longer care about fake government documents. By the way, if you just renewed your driver's license to comply with the Real ID Act, you must feel like an idiot, because immigrants are getting a pass, you're not. Under the proposed legislation, for crimes that would still allow deportation, the required prison sentence would rise from 1 year to 5 years. We checked the Bureau of Justice statistics. According to federal data, crimes like car theft, fraud, and weapons offenses all carry average prison sentences of fewer than 5 years. And that's just looking at averages. There are people who commit rape, child abuse, even manslaughter, and get sentences with fewer than 5 years. Lots of them, actually. If the New Way Forward Act passes, immigrants who commit those crimes and receive those sentences would remain in this country. And, of course, they will be eligible for citizenship day one, too, of course. But even that is understating the law's effect. Even a five-year prison sentence wouldn't necessarily be enough to trigger deportation. The bill would grant sweeping new powers to immigration judges, allowing them to nullify a deportation order. The only requirement for that is, quote, the immigration judge finds such an exercise of discretion appropriate in pursuant of humanitarian purposes, to assure family unity, or when it is otherwise in the public interest. Talk about open-ended. In other words, anti-American immigration judges, and there are a lot of those in this country, would have a blank check to open the borders. You would not be voting on this. It would happen anyway. Is this shocking you yet? Because we're just getting started. We read this proposed legislation. Here's another point. Current U.S. law makes drug addiction grounds for deportation, because why wouldn't it? This bill would eliminate that statute. Current law also states that those who have committed drug crimes abroad or, quote, any crimes involving moral turpitude are ineligible to immigrate here. The New Way Forward Act abolishes that statute. So a Mexican drug cartel leader could be released from prison, then freely come to America immediately. And if he wants, he could come here illegally, and it still wouldn't be a crime because, and you were waiting for this part, the bill also decriminalizes illegal entry into America, even by those we've previously deported. In other words, you break our law, we send you out, you come back, you break it again, you can stay. According to a document promoting this bill, criminalizing illegal entry into America is, quote, white supremacist. That's a quote, white supremacist. Now, by this point, you're beginning to wonder, are we making this up? We're not making it up. In fact, we're barely halfway through the bill. The legislation doesn't just make it harder to deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It doesn't just make it easier for criminals to move here illegally, though it does both. The bill would also effectively abolish all existing enforcement against illegal immigration. To detain illegal immigrants, ICE would have to prove in court that they are dangerous or a flight risk. But of course, ICE wouldn't be allowed to use a detainee's prior criminal behavior as proof of danger. That's banned. ICE would have to overcome even more hurdles if the detainee claims to be gay or transgendered. If they're under 21 or if they can't speak English and an interpreter isn't immediately available, they get a pass. In other words, it would be much harder to arrest an illegal alien in this country than it is to arrest you. They're the protected class here. You're just some loser who's paying for it all.
And of course, we in California know what that's like, right? Because this happens right now in California. California laws have all been restructured this way. That's why there's New California. Are we starting to maybe understand the significance of what we're doing in New California and why everybody in the nation should be on board with what we're doing?
But believe it or not, we saved the nuttiest part of this legislation for last, and here's what it is. What could be more destructive than changing U.S. law specifically to allow rapists, child molesters, and drug dealers to stay in America? How about this? Using taxpayer money to bring deported criminals back into America. That's right. This bill would not only abolish your right to control who lives in your country, but it invents a brand new right. quote, the right to come home. It orders the government to create a, quote, pathway for those previously deported to apply to return to their homes and families in the United States, as long as they would have been eligible to stay under the new law. It's retroactive, in other words. DHS must spend taxpayer dollars transporting convicted criminal illegal aliens back into the United States. Not making this up. So who would be eligible for these flights? Tens of thousands of people we kicked out of this country for all kinds of crimes. Sexual abuse, robbery, assault, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking. From 2002 to 2018, 480,000 people were deported for illegal entry or reentry into America. And under this bill, you'd have to buy each of them a plane ticket to come home. Those tickets alone would cost about $1 billion. And that's before Democrats make you start paying for these criminals free health care, too, which they plan to do and have said so. The New Way Forward Act fundamentally inverts every assumption you have about this country. Under this legislation, the criminals are now the victims. Law enforcement is illegitimate. It's racist, just like the country you live in, just like you are. And the only solution is to get rid of both. America would be better off as a borderless rest stop for the world's predators and parasites. That's the point of this. And we're not overstating. Go read it. This is a big deal. This is not a small thing. This is not renaming a post office. It's hard to believe any American would put these ideas on paper, much less try to pass them into law. And yet, remarkably, that's happening. And even more remarkably, the press has ignored it. This isn't happening in secret. It's happening in the House of Representatives. Scores of Democrats have backed this bill. But the legislation has not been mentioned in the New York Times, has been mentioned on CNN, a news channel, or even in self-described conservative outlets like National Review. No mention. Consider if this were working the other way. If a lone, I don't know, Republican state legislator from Minot, North Dakota had proposed a bill this extreme that would remake America completely, the president himself would be expected to answer for it. CNN would demand that he disavow it, even if he'd never heard of it before. But when one-fifth of the entire Democratic caucus backs a bill demanding that you import illegal alien felons and then pay for it, it's a non-event in the American.
Okay, I want to stop here for a second. He's got a couple, about a minute left. Are you understanding the gravity of impeachment versus this? When you think about that, how radical they've gone with impeachment. Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech and impeachment versus the magnitude of the Way Forward Act. One would say, and clearly it's absolutely, I think, legitimate, that impeachment has served as a huge distraction for a lot of other proposed sins of the future, huh? This is how they work it, guys. This is why we're New California.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Coming on the heels of all this, how's it all working out there in California for recidivism, for sanctuary state status, right? And maybe you're starting to understand the bigger play that's going on here about the totalitarians wanting to destroy this country and reduce it to lawlessness, right? Anyway, kind of interesting, huh? Yeah. Says California's Orange County. This is from the Washington Times yesterday. And how appropriate, right? California leading the way. California's Orange County is seeing a recidivism rate of more than 25% for undocumented immigrants. It has released under the state's sanctuary law, according to new data from the Sheriff's Department released and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement highlighted this week. Migrants who were released and then rearrested for new crimes had charges of rape, domestic violence, DUI, and child sex offenses. See, this is already happening in California, what they want to do nationally, except streamline it more to completely shift our country into one of lawlessness and destroy it. Now they're just on the national stage, right? One-fifth of the Democrats in the House support this. The Way Forward Act. New way. Of those 1,105, the Sheriff's Department said 238 were rearrested on new charges in Orange County alone. That works out to a recidivism rate of 23% just last year. That does not include charges they may have incurred in other jurisdictions. The two-year social science experiment with sanctuary laws must end, said Don Barnes, Orange County Sheriff Coroner. President Trump highlighted the dangers of sanctuary cities in the State of the Union address Tuesday night, pointing to murders in New York and California. He said would not have happened if local authorities had turned over criminals to ICE. Immigrant rights advocates complained that the president was politicizing the issue. They argue that immigrants are less likely to report crimes to police departments that cooperate with ICE, hurting public safety in the long run. That is a bunch of hogwash. Sanctuary jurisdictions vary greatly. Some do cooperate on releasing immigrants with serious criminal convictions who have completed their sentences. Others refuse all communication. ICE says an immigrant who is in the U.S. illegally has been charged with a crime but not yet convicted is still a target of deportation given their legal status, and once arrested for some criminal offense should become a priority for deportation. On Wednesday, the agency highlighted a case in Virginia where an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala was arrested on charges of sexually assaulting a child, was released from custody, and now stands charged again with indecent liberties with a child. She was again released, but ICE says it arrested the woman in the community Monday. The woman, Marisa Martinez, came to the United States from Honduras without permission in 2018, just as the migrant caravan surge was ramping up. Shocking. Shocking. In both cases, ICE says Etta Marie Charlottesville Regional Jail gave only a late notice that the woman was about to be released, leaving ICE officers no time to pick her up. Facing resistance from a growing number of sanctuaries and with little prospect that Congress will take action to pressure the communities to cooperate, ICE last month said it was tapping a new tool. The agency issued subpoenas to New York City demanding information on key target undocumented immigrants. One of those was Martin Estrada Burrell, who was arrested in January 2019 on charges of attempted rape, unlawful imprisonment, and attempted assault. ICE had asked New York to turn him over when he was released, but the city defied that request and instead put him back on the streets in February 2019. Here we go. ICE served a subpoena 2 weeks ago demanding that New York reveal whatever information it had on the migrants' whereabouts, but the city didn't comply. ICE officers tracked the man down in the Bronx on January 31st and arrested him. Thomas R. Decker, head of ICE's deportation operations in New York, said he could have been nabbed earlier had the city cooperated. It's a clear signal that they placed the criminal alien above law-abiding residents, he said. So there we have that statement, just like we heard from Tucker Carlson. Clearly, law-abiding citizens take a back seat. That's what's happened here in California. I mean, you know, this is why there's New California. We're going to stop all that. And we can do that with a new constitution. All this junk stuff that they've got going on in the legislature is, of course, something we can stop, and we can, with New California. People don't quite get it, but they're going to. They're absolutely going to get it. It's interesting, isn't it, how this whole thing plays out? Absolutely interesting. Anyway, we got to run for time. Can you believe that 3 hours is almost gone? But there's a lot of stuff going to happen in the next week or so in terms of information coming out. And, of course, big things about to happen in looks like April, May of this year. And I got to tell you, this whole notion about protecting criminals, it's going to end. It ends with New California. And just a little forewarning out there. These, really criminal legislators is what they are. You have criminal, anybody who's proposing a law to destroy law-abiding citizens' rights deliberately and to put citizens more at risk is a criminal themselves. And they know exactly what they're doing. Is there any wonder why these criminals want to take away your Second Amendment rights? Ain't happening. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. You got to realize what the big picture has in store, ladies and gentlemen, and defy it. We'll be back.
Good. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll remind everybody that Mike Huckabee is going to be one of our keynote speakers at the convention coming up on the 28th and 29th. And we've been blasting that one out there on all the different websites and every place else. So been letting everybody know about that with the press release. So has all the information that you need about the article, and he will be present. He absolutely will. It's going to be an interesting situation. Listening to someone who advises the president about New California, shocking. Just some of the stuff that's going to be happening. Also, Chris Ann Hall is going to be with us, and she's going to be it's a fantastic thing to see Chris Ann Hall out here in California again. She used to come out for the Liberty Tours. We used to have her come out for that, and she's just a fantastic constitutionalist, an originalist constitutionalist, which is, of course, very refreshing to listen to what she has to say and all the things like that. Adam Housley of Fox News will also be present. It's going to be quite a little bit of an experience. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com, for the news and information when Tucker Carlson's article is up there, too. can read about that and listen to it. It's quite, you know, you talk about this, these new laws that are coming down the pike. You may be able to see why they want to do impeachment as a distraction to keep you away of what's going, keep you away from what's really going on in the House of Representatives with these radical communists that are there. As we have said with Trevor Loudon and others, that they are here. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.